Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In the early 1950s, drummer Shelly Mann settled in California and began a remarkable run of recordings that included experimental jazz, popular interpretations of Broadway scores, music for the TV crime show Peter Gunn, one of avant-garde icon Ornette Coleman's first albums, and charged live performances at San Francisco's Blackhawk Club. In the next hour, we'll hear samples of all of them. It's West Coast Mann, Shelly Mann in the 1950s, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
drummer Shelly Mann performing Slan, written by saxophonist Charlie Mariano, with pianist Russ Freeman, bassist Leroy Vinegar, and trumpeter Stu Williamson from the album Swinging Sounds. Shelly Mann was one of the most versatile drummers in jazz history. He started with the big bands at the dawn of the 1940s, became a fixture on New York's 52nd Street bebop scene, and after a long stint with Stan Kenton's massive orchestra, landed in California, where his prolific run of recordings in the 1950s included experimental and West Coast jazz, music adapted from Broadway musicals and TV shows, hard bop and all-star trio dates, and appearances on iconic albums by saxophonist Sonny Rollins and free jazz pioneer Ornette Coleman. As his Jazz Goes Broadway collaborator pianist Andre Previn said, he can sit in any rhythm section, from a trio to the biggest band, and make it swing. He is an experimenter and innovator of the highest order. He can, when the occasion calls for it, subdue himself to fit any style of soloist, and he is a solo drummer of exceptional skill and taste. Probably his greatest attribute is his insatiable musical curiosity. Shelly Mann was born on June 11, 1920, in New York City. He didn't actually start playing the drums till he was 18, but he quickly established himself in the early 1940s at home in both large swing ensembles and small groups. He married Florence Butterfield, a Rockette dancer also known as Flip, in 1943, and served in the Coast Guard for 3 years during World War II. After getting out, he recorded with rising bebop star Dizzy Gillespie, then signed on with Stan Kenton's progressive jazz big band. In 1951, Mann left Kenton's orchestra and settled in California. He was one of several Kenton sidemen to do so, helping to form the nucleus of musicians who would give birth to the movement known as West Coast Jazz. Mann was a regular drummer at Hermosa Beach's Lighthouse Cafe sessions that included many of the artists, such as Shorty Rogers and Jimmy Giuffre, who would appear on Mann's recordings for the Contemporary label in the early to mid-1950s. We'll hear music from Mann's first album now, a Jimmy Giuffre composition called Fugue that Ted Gioia has singled out as one of the most strikingly avant-garde compositions of the early 1950s. Its atonality and its obvious destruction of the typical roles played by the rhythm instruments made this work especially iconoclastic. First, we'll hear Shelly Mann's own composition, Grasshopper, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Shelly Mann performing Jimmy Giuffre's Fugue and Mann's own composition Grasshopper before that, both from Shelly Mann and His Men Volume 1, The West Coast Sound. Mann could play well in just about any jazz context. He was less focused on virtuoso technique and powerhouse displays than he was on being melodically sensitive to the music at hand, and he was repeatedly praised for this sensitivity by his fellow musicians. But he came to be strongly associated, sometimes to his frustration, with the sound known as West Coast jazz. In his book about the genre, Ted Joyer writes, "The role of a West Coast drummer was beset by many contradictions. The experimentation of the Los Angeles musicians focused on the innovative use of horn lines, harmony, and composition, and only occasionally approached new ways of treating the rhythm section. Little wonder that the stereotypical West Coast approach to percussion, exemplified by Shelly Mann and Chico Hamilton, attempted to make the drums into a horn-like instrument, one in which rhythmic drive was often subservient to melodic continuity." Mann's early albums for contemporary provide some of the most outstanding examples of 1950s West Coast jazz in its more abstract and experimental moments. At the same time, he played with a quiet fire that belied the charge of cerebralism often leveled against such music. We'll hear two recordings now from 1954 sessions released as the Three and the Two, starting with a Mann tune named after his wife that relies solely on trumpeter Shorty Rogers, clarinetist Jimmy Giuffre, and Mann himself. As one writer notes, without the benefit of any harmony and bass underpinning, so subtle, swinging, and orchestral is Shelly's percussive touch that no other support seems necessary. Shelly Mann and Flip on Nightlights. Thank you. drummer Shelly Mann and pianist Russ Freeman performing Billy's Bounce from the album The Three and the Two. From that same album, we heard Mann, trumpeter Shorty Rogers, and clarinetist Jimmy Giuffre doing Mann's composition, Flip. Mann's adventurous 1950s West Coast jazz recordings also included several extended compositional suites by saxophonist Charlie Mariano and Bill Holman and clarinetist Bill Smith. "I find it broadens my musical knowledge to play such works," he said, "and I feel that if the composer is also a jazz musician, he keeps the traces of jazz in terms of conception and sound." We'll hear excerpts from Bill Holman's quartet, which Mann recorded in 1956. Holman wrote the suite in four parts to emulate the structure of a sonata, not because it is a classical form, he wrote, but because it has proved itself through centuries of use capable of supporting as framework a composition of this length. Still, Mann's recording of this and other extended works added to the notion that West Coast jazz in the 1950s harbored cultural ambitions on par with Duke Ellington's prior forays into more expansive compositional territory. Here's Shelly Mann performing Bill Holman's quartet on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Shelley Mann performing music from Bill Holman's Quartet Suite from the 1957 album More Swinging Sounds, with Charlie Mariano on alto sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet and valve trombone, Russ Freeman on piano, and Leroy Vinegar on bass. We'll have more of Shelley Mann's 1950s music in just a few moments. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitor Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to West Coast Man, Shelley Mann in the 1950s on Nightlights. I'm featuring recordings made by drummer Shelley Mann in the 1950s on this edition of Nightlights. While much of Mann's early to mid-1950s work is often categorized as experimental West Coast jazz, he was also at the forefront of what became a very commercial trend later in the decade, adapting Broadway scores for jazz settings. It came about at a 1956 trio date for Mann, pianist Andre Previn, and bassist Leroy Vinegar. With no planned material at hand, producer Les Koenig suggested that they try a couple of tunes from the hit musical My Fair Lady. Pleased with the results, Mann decided on the spot to do a whole album of the Lerner and Lowe songs, and its subsequent success launched the Jazz Goes Broadway genre, with shows such as West Side Story, Pal Joey, and Bells Are Ringing being mined in a similar manner. We'll hear music from Mann's My Fair Lady LP, as well as music from one of several dates he did in the late 50s as part of a trio called the Pole Winners that focused on jazz standards and popular song repertoire. Here's Shelley Mann with Get Me to the Church on Time on Nightlights.
Thank you.
The poll winners in 1957 doing Duke Jordan's Jordu with Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums, from the first of several poll winner albums that the trio recorded for the Contemporary label in the late 1950s. Before that, we heard Mann with pianist Andre Previn and bassist Leroy Vinegar doing Get Me to the Church on Time from their best-selling adaptation of Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady musical, recorded in 1956. As the 50s progressed, Mann also became more involved in film and television work, including a prominent role in helping Frank Sinatra with his part as a drug-addicted drummer in the 1956 movie The Man with the Golden Arm. Perhaps most notably, Mann recorded two albums of the music that Henry Mancini wrote for the jazz-themed TV detective show Peter Gunn. Mann and other West Coast jazz artists could sometimes be seen on the show as well, playing in club scenes. While the theme song has become iconic, we're going to hear another lesser-heard Mancini composition from the first album that Mann recorded. Here's Sorta Blue on Nightlights. Thank you. Shelly Manne performing Henry Mancini's Sorta Blue from the 1959 album Shelly Manne and His Men Play Peter Gunn, with Conde Condoli on trumpet, Russ Freeman on piano, Victor Feldman on marimba, and Monty Budwig on bass. Manne would go on to collaborate with Mancini on recordings for the movies Breakfast at Tiffany's and The Pink Panther. Manne also shows up on some classic late 1950s albums as a sideman. He was the drummer on saxophonist Sonny Rollins' landmark trio date, Way Out West. Shelly freed me as a frontline player, Rollins later said. He was able to be there and not be there. He knew just what to play behind me while providing an underlying swing and groove. That ability served Manne well when he was asked to play on an early 1959 album by saxophonist and free jazz pioneer Ornette Coleman in the pianoless quartet format that Coleman preferred. Coleman's revolutionary approach, loosening the rules of harmony and rhythm and less dependent on chordal sequences, would be met with fierce blowback from much of the jazz establishment a few months later when he made his New York City debut. And while Manne and bassist Percy Heath were not part of his working group, they still managed to provide a dynamic underpinning to Cole's music. And some of the experimental pieces Manne had recorded in previous years seemed to anticipate the direction that Coleman was taking. From 1959, here's Ornette Coleman and Tomorrow is the Question on Nightlights. Saxophonist Ornette Coleman performing his composition and the title track from his 1959 album Tomorrow is the Question, with Don Cherry on trumpet, Percy Heath on bass, and Shelly Manne on drums. Shelly Mann stayed busy for the remaining 25 years of his life, running his own Los Angeles jazz club from 1960 to 1972, and continuing to lead small groups as well as recording frequently for various film and television projects. He also stayed married to his wife, Flip. Their marriage had lasted 41 years when Mann died of a heart attack at the age of 64 in 1984. Shelly Mann once said, "I feel if a drummer could swing, he can play with anybody." Mann's 1950s discography brings that principle to musical life. I'll close with music from one of the live recordings Mann made at San Francisco's Blackhawk Club in the autumn of 1959 that find him in a hard bop setting, a set of performances so kinetic that the Contemporary label eventually issued 5 albums drawn from them. Here's Shelly Mann doing Whisper Not on Nightlights. Thank you. I close with Shelly Mann doing Whisper Not from Shelly Mann and His Men at the Blackhawk, Volume 3, with Joe Gordon on trumpet, Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, Monty Budwig on bass, and Victor Feldman on piano. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitor Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.